is Jessica, the girl next door.
All right, let's talk about it. The Grammys took place last night. There's a lot to talk about with this show. J-Lo, she did end up doing the Motown performance. Smokey Robinson joined her on stage, Alicia Keys also, and Ne-Yo, but they were all on second on there for all of maybe 2 seconds each. So we got to talk about J-Lo's performance. What did you think about that? Drake, as he was giving his acceptance speech, they cut the mic off on him. He was talking a little bit too long, but they cut him off right when he was talking about, do these award shows really matter anymore? Which is a great question. Coming from Drake, and our intern actually brought that up to us last week. So do these award shows really matter anymore? The Grammys would not give 21 Savage's family his tickets. They, you know, 21 Savage's family, they asked for the tickets to be able to attend the show, and they would not honor that. So that was a big story. And then Cardi B. She won big last night, and she also made history. She's the first female solo artist in Grammy history to win Best Rap Album, earning that award for her album Invasion of Privacy. And her performance was amazing. She did a great job on performance. So I'm hashtag just wondering, what did you think about the Grammys, Madhouse Nation? Get on the phone line, 570-WPEG. We want to hear from you.
All right, hit us up. Let us know. It's Power 98.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new...
Have y'all ever wondered, why does 7-Eleven have locks on their doors when they're open 24-7? I'm just wondering. Are Kirk Franklin and Plies really the same people? Because I sort of think they are. I'm just wondering. It's time for Jess Wondering with me, Miss Jessica, the girl next door. So we are talking about the Grammys. Took place last night. Some good points to it, but then there's also some low points to it. Have you all seen any other performances or anything like that?
Yes. Yeah.
What did you think?
The opening performance by Fifth Harmony girl, what's her name?
Camila
Cabello. Yeah, her. I enjoyed it. She brought out Ricky Martin, Young Thug. She did her little song. It was the performance overall. I liked it. Cardi B, come on, no question.
Cardi B did a really good job. Her performance was really, really good.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Was good because it was for the Grammys.
Right.
It was one of those performances that was, it's not your regular old, like what you would see at a concert, anything like that. It was a Grammy worthy performance. And she did
lose
a really good job.
Okay, what she do?
Yeah, Cardi did a thing. Now I was watching you watch the J-Lo performance, and it was a good J-Lo performance, but
right.
Motown,
She shouldn't have been the one doing that performance.
Right. And then Smokey tried to stick up for her. I think Smokey was trying to be the good guy in the situation.
Smokey trying to get them buns.
They'll make enough Cialis and Viagra for that, dude.
Smoking now. Alex Rodriguez, take drugs. Leave him there alone.
J-Lo looked good.
She did look
J-Lo
good.
J-Lo performed well. However, when you do Motown, the first thing right. that I think of is soul.
Everybody right. thinks of is soul.
You got to have soul to pull off Motown. And J-Lo does not have soul.
And I think what Smokey Robinson and Ne-Yo did is, okay, I'm going to do it just to get on the Grammys. I'm going to do it just to get, just to be on that stage. And you didn't have to. Like, if anything, that's when you take a stand and be like, J-Lo is nothing against her. It's nothing against J-Lo, but she just shouldn't have been doing a multi. She put the bachata. Oh, wait a minute, Mr. Postman. The merengue.
She did.
How you put the merengue?
I think maybe Motown was thinking, you know, because what Motown stood for in its time was diversion and inclusion. So maybe because J-Lo is a Latina artist, they were trying to go for that look of inclusion and diversity.
I bet you they ain't gonna ask.
We didn't ask you to do that Motown
for when it came out, though.
And Barry Gordy was there. Motown, calm down. Give us what we want.
Barry Gordy was there. That's what made me mad. Like, Barry, come on, man. This is you. This is your stuff.
But you know what? Barry, even when they would flash the camera on him, didn't look like he was excited.
Right.
He looked like he was just watching a good performance, but it wasn't like, you know, normally when people have those tributes, they are just, they feel excited to be honored and they love and... He just looked like he was at a show.
Well, and Barry always looked like
now,
that.
There was another performance, Yolanda Adams, Fantasia, and Andre.
Now,
Day.
That was dope. Mm-hmm.
Those women sang that tribute to Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, well, you know Fantasia, sang. That's her idol, so you know she was going to go
Listen,
in.
Listen, Fantasia almost took me there. I almost stood up. I had my chance said, ha-ha!
that
and
dress
that's
she had
what
on
I was
though.
Looking for in the Motown tribute.
Yeah, that's what should have been.
That's what I was looking for in the Motown
Did y'all
tribute.
Forget Alicia Keys was hosting? Because I did.
Yes, you did forget she was hosting.
I didn't. But
at least you can't read or something. The teleprompter wasn't working right or something.
I didn't forget about Lady Gaga's awkward moments. She was, I don't want to make any accusations. She could sing.
She could sing
her tail off.
And so, you know what we were talking about earlier was that when you were for the Motown, if they were looking to do the diversity thing, I would have even gone with Lady Gaga.
Yep.
Because Lady Gaga has that soul that
she can actually sing.
Where's J-Hud? Because J-Hud can sing too.
She
would have been dope for Motown.
There's so many other people that we could have gone with. And there are other people, not just African Americans, but other people that we could have gone with if we were looking for that diversity piece. Other than J-Lo up there doing the merengue.
Alicia
the Keys.
I know 570
WPG, man. Call in with your comments, man. Power 98 WPG. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Power 98, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, babe?
Hey, I was with Mom to make a comment about the J-Lo performance on the Grammys last night.
Mm-hmm.
I was saying that I thought it was a really good performance. My only complaint was that it wasn't a lot of Motown songs that I recognize as being Motown songs.
And that's what we were saying. Like, you know, it was a good performance, but it wasn't Motownish. It wasn't a Motown.
Yeah, but I hear a lot of people saying because she was...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Latina, which I am, so maybe I might be partial to it.
You are.
But I think she does go with soul. She's been rocking with hip-hop and back since the 90s. She's not new to the scene, and I loved her performance. Her caliber that she brought to that Motown performance was something that I have never seen before.
Yeah, you know, she definitely, J-Lo is definitely, you gotta recognize her in the culture. You know, she's definitely a part of the culture and everything like that. However, that was not a hip-hop performance last night.
Right.
It was a soulful to represent what Motown stood for. And so, it like we've all said, it was a great performance from her. You know, you can sit up there and you can enjoy it. But as a Motown tribute, I think they missed the mark on it.
Nobody in Motown did the bachata.
She was singing a Jackson 5 song doing the merengue.
Hey, I'm just saying.
It's not going to work for me.
598, good morning.
Hey, what's happening, y'all?
Talk to him.
What up, boy?
Look, now let me get deep for a minute.
Uh-oh.
Pay attention to Drake's acceptance speech, right? Now, prior to last night, Drake hadn't attended the Grammys since 2013. He was done with it. They asked Drake to perform at the Grammys last night, and he declined. He got there, he accepted his award, and in his acceptance speech, he basically told all the other celebrities, you don't need this. You don't need this validation. You already winning. You selling records. People love you. He's basically trying to aware all the other artists that we don't need validation. And not only other artists, really other black people, period. From a guy that's making millions on the radio to a guy from the south side of Charlotte like me who working at a warehouse job. We don't need validation from nobody. You keep doing what you're doing, supporting your people, supporting your family, and you winning, period.
It is. I like it. And then
Point blank.
And then they cut him off because he was talking too long.
No, they cut him off because of what he was talking about.
Drake was up there for a minute now.
He would cut him off because of what he was talking about. You can't come in my house and talk trash about my house.
We got more on the Grammys up next, man. It's Pot 98.
The only hip-hop morning show is...
No Limit Lyrics.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.